Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning into this Tuesday pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day and another opportunity for us to recognize our star power, for us to look in the mirror and reflect on where we've been and where we're going to next. And, you know, it's another day and it's another opportunity to love your reflection, right? We start our podcast off every day here on the Star Network by saying, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Buy some Zyrtec so we won't be sneezing and scratching our eyes because our allergies are horrible. Yes, we can decide we want to learn a new hobby. Yes, we can decide we want to change our style. Yes, we can decide we want to change our favorite color, change our favorite TV show, do something differently, or even change our mind. Yes, we can decide you want to learn a new language. You want to say things differently. And there shouldn't be anything wrong with that. Outside of saying, yes, you can, to yourself in the situation, you should also be saying to yourself, no, I'm never going to give up. Because how can you give up on yourself or anybody that you love or care about? If you want to give up halfway through and you want to let defeat be the leader of a circumstance, then you're unwilling to fight or persevere through the difficulty. We talk about this every day. Life is typically not easy. Sometimes it is hard. I like to reflect on the fact that if we are stars. We do have star power. We do have star light. We are but a reflection of Jesus Christ, and he is the ultimate star, right? We are but vessels for him to radiate through us. Taking that into consideration, and maybe you're not a religious person, and maybe you don't believe in the religion I'm talking about, and I'm not saying that you have to. Maybe you're not religious, and you just like hearing about star power. Taking that into consideration, if you really truly believed or cared about something, would you give up on it because it was a difficult situation? How could you stand there or sit there and say that you care about anything and you're willing not to fight for it? That's the idea behind never give up. Even in the darkest moment, you have to always see the light and be the light too. Moving on from never give up is why not today? We have to stop procrastinating and stop being indecisive, stop putting everything on a back burner, pretending like we have a million hours in a day and we don't have that. Sometimes you have to change your schedules, you have to reschedule doctor's appointments, and you have to do things differently. That is life. Sometimes that happens. In the eye of the storm, when things are getting difficult or things are chaotic, you just have to adjust to them and get them done. That's just it. Instead of saying that you're going to fix the dishwasher at some other point or you're just going to wash the dishes by hand, maybe seriously consider finding somebody to fix it. When are you going to paint that wall? If you're not going to be able to show up at that appointment, then you need to reschedule it. If you can't do something on one day, then you have to do it on a different. Taking in consideration all of these things, how is your life going to be different? That's the consideration, right? Isn't it? Well, the idea is and should be, don't put off today for tomorrow because we don't know if tomorrow is going to exist. I always use the explanation of the aliens, and I know people don't want to act like they exist and they want to pretend like AI isn't concerning, but what if they just come and eat us? And we had a lot of things to do tomorrow and we didn't do any of it. None of it's going to get done if we get eaten by aliens. I'm just saying, there's always just that. A big, hairy alien monster is going to eat us for dinner. And how are you going to do any things you need to do? You're not. Moving on from the mantra, let's get to no media allowed, no media allowed, no media allowed. There's a lot of us, there's a lot of us anyway. The American dream is gone because nobody can afford a house that doesn't make like $1 million, right? Not only can you not afford a house, but then you have to consider the taxes. And even if you are in the 1% and you do make a lot of money, when it comes to the taxes, the top 1% pays 42% of the taxes in the United States of America. So when I listen to these idiot donkeys on the Democrat side try to insult people that have money, that either have really good jobs or they've saved so they can be a part of that 1%, who do you think pays all the taxes for everybody else? That's basically half, 42%. What exactly do the people do that don't pay taxes, right? Explain that to me. I don't understand why we are pretending like there are not serious problems in the United States of America. The education system for kids has just died. Young people are probably not having good experiences trying to figure out how to navigate their lives. And we are not creating an environment for happiness or family. In fact, if you believe in Catholicism or religion, you're insulted. And they get to run around baseball games in California and put on nun costumes and insult the religion of Catholics, right? And the FBI gets to show up at parishes and question people and show up to their houses and arrest people that are pro-life and torture people from January 6th. And we're punishing people because they believe in the American dream. And there is no more American dream. No, the dream is being given to foreign illegal people that are aliens to the United States of America. They haven't done anything the way it's supposed to be done. This democratic body of government in the United States of America has failed the American people. They have failed the middle, everyday working class, which I'm a part of. Maybe God gave me and my husband the ability to be in the top fraction of that. Thank you, Jesus. But it's sad, right? There's men and women that get up every day and they go to work and they don't get breaks. Like, I work a lot. I work more than 40 hours a week. And so does my husband. I don't understand why people are misrepresenting the idea of taxes. I also don't understand why the motive is to attack people that have money. It's insane, right? It is insane. You're mad because you don't have any, so you want to attack people that are successful? Is everybody so easily persuaded by victimry? Why does everybody want to be a victim? I couldn't figure it out, so I need a handout. Why is that a thing? Why are we unwilling to call out reality? Ignorant behavior means ignorant results. Pretending like DEI is nothing but a distraction is pathetic. It is extremely pathetic. Pretending like the black communities, people of different races and different communities around the United States and world, pretending like they're victims and they're better than anyone else is insane. The world is dominated with white people. It has been for a very long time. And for us to sit here and pretend like it hasn't is pretty stupid and idiotic. Typically during Black History Month, I bring up multiple times that the reason there were slaves is because someone sold those people out. And the person that sold those people out was an African who wanted some diamonds and didn't care about the people. They didn't just randomly get into that place and take those people. None of that was random. And it wasn't just Africa. It was a lot of other places too. Granted, what happened in the United States of America with slavery was horrible and scary, and it should never be forgotten. But the idea we want to misrepresent affirmative actions and all the detriment that did to the American society. And we want to pretend like the Democratic Party did not create KKK, because they did. We want to pretend like the Democratic Party did not burn down Republican black cities. They did that too. We want to ignore the fact that when black basketball players or Kanye West ask questions about Jewish things, they are anti-Semitic and there's something wrong with them, and Ben Shapiro can hide out on Daily Wire and Jeremy Boring and the rest of them can condemn Kanye West and basically call him insane instead of actually providing an answer to the questions that he has. Why aren't we answering these questions? And I just gave you a lot of examples of the problems here. But there's even more problems with that. We got a media that doesn't do their job. They don't actually attack the problem in the United States of America, which is the failing Democratic Party, and at that, the failing Biden administration. The Biden administration doesn't understand anything about America. They are willing to destroy the United States of America so they can make their wealthy supporters happy, because they like cheap labor and they don't care about Americans. We knew they didn't care about Americans when they started outsourcing American jobs to India and China and a bunch of other cheap ass countries too, because they don't care about Americans. They don't care about the working class. They don't care about your family. They don't care about your survival. They don't care. They want power and money, and they will do anything to keep that. And there's nothing you can say to them to make them stop, unless you attack how they do it. I don't know. After the fact that we recognize that America is gone and so is the dream. No, Ben, there's no getting out of what you said. You could talk about all these boring ass comment talking points. You can pretend like you're somebody you're not. You could pretend like you're willing to talk about Candace Owens. And you can do all the things you want. But you are still going to be remembered in history for one thing. Attacking someone because they disagreed with your views on Jewish religion. At the beginning of this, I told you about the fact that Catholicism and Catholics get attacked all the time, uncontrollably. And it's in a way that I don't even know if there's a verbiage to really explain it. The Dodgers allow people to show up at their stadium and insult Catholics. They want to misrepresentate an entire group of people that believe in Catholicism and God. Right? There's a lot that goes into Catholicism, like the Eucharist, and there's a lot that goes into it. And I'd also like to point out that the Catholic charities have a lot to do with the way people get fed at food kitchens and a bunch of other things too. So while you're insulting Catholicism and Catholics and parishes, and you're allowing the FBI to show up, why aren't you doing this to the Muslim religion? And why is this not happening to the Jewish religion? Why is it only happening to Catholicism? It isn't happening to any other group except for us. Now, I know God has a plan, and I'm not worried about that. And I know I'm talking about God and politics at the same time. And I kind of brought this weird vibe into it. And this is really about the fact that Joe Biden sucks as being the president of the United States of America. And he's not really the president. Obama is, right? They're using him as a puppet just to say talking points and do whatever the hell they say in the background. They probably offer him ice cream and a nap. And he probably says whatever they want. That's exactly what's going on. Biden isn't competent. He doesn't even know what day it is. He says world leaders' names incorrectly. He stutters uncontrollably. He trips. He has to use small steps to climb. And he doesn't know where the hell he is. He doesn't know who his wife is. He's lost all the time. Clearly, he has Alzheimer's and dementia at the same time. And he needs to just not be the president. But you do understand if Joe Biden does croak or doesn't make it, the president of the United States of America is going to be Kamala Harris, right? You get that, right? Kamala Harris. Ben Shapiro tried to do a quick thing where he expects people to listen to him when he takes away your ability to see that they aren't that far away from the Democratic Party, right? The Jewish Party. And I don't agree that what happened on October 7th of 2023 wasn't a horrible act of injustice and horror, because it was. But I will tell you, that doesn't justify all the bad behavior and all the things that aren't incorrect in the United States and the world. No, there's no out. You're an elite. right? You feel like you're untouchable. You get to go on your secret network and your secret closed off area, and you don't want anybody to be able to call you out and touch you. And it's not just Ben Shapiro, it's many others. But you're not getting it out. And I know you want one, but it isn't coming. You are just as bad as Joe Biden in the Democratic Party and Obama. You are all the same. Do you understand what you sound like? There's no difference. Except you pretend like you believe in conservative values, except you don't. I've listened to the way he's talked about music and the way he insults, like, you know, like the rap group of people and things like that. Even the way he talked down about Kanye West, and it kind of rubbed me the wrong way very early on. And I didn't like how he talked about that basketball player that was talking about anti-Semitic things either. I think he's going to irritate a lot of people. And maybe that won't reflect the numbers for Daily Wire. But overall, long term, this is going to have a bad effect on them. And they're not going to be able to fix it. You cannot replace Candace Owens. There's nobody to replace her with. You lost the one black person that was on that. And if you're trying to be so pro-women conservative, why would you do that? More questions than answers, but okay. Moving on from that, have you listened to Obama? He's clearly insane. And he's totally running the country again for another 4 years. I don't think that anyone is quite aware of how dirty these people are, what they're doing in the crooked darkness, and how they have no limitations. There's no off button. I don't know how they expect people not to be cognizant of reality and pretend like 8 years of Obama haven't been a detriment to the United States overall. He okayed Obamacare, which basically messed over a lot of families and messed up the structure of medical care in the United States of America. There cannot be medical for all. That can't exist here, because who's going to pay for it? And I got to tell you, I don't want to pay for it. I pay for enough things, okay? I don't like seeing my check get taxed the way it gets taxed, but I understand I have to pay taxes. Does that mean I have to like them? No. I also don't like taxes because I don't know what the hell they spend my money on. I know it ain't anything that makes my life better. I can tell you that the roads I have to drive on to get to work are still crappy, and the grocery store is full of a bunch of weirdos, and nothing's getting fixed. Obama likes power, and they think that they can use screenshots of Obama popping up after all the shitty things that he did, putting kids in cages and just being ignorant to the ear of Americans, right? Nobody likes the policies of the Democratic Party, so they have to try to do fear to entice people to vote for them, because they don't have anything else but fear. And Barack Obama and his wife are liars and shams, and she never had a child a day in her life. She might be a mom, but those children weren't born from her womb. And Obama has admitted on the television through private conversations with people that he liked men. And there's a bunch of weirdness here, and there's clearly a lot of weirdness with these politicians and their actual lives and the things that they say. Biden is admitting like he has been in environments he's never been in. He hasn't been to a black church. He wasn't raised in a Spanish community. He doesn't have anything in common with these people. Yeah, he pretends. And he is Catholic. And he should be shunned from the Catholic Church entirely. Not just him, but Nancy Pelosi too. See, these people were raised one way and they pretend that they weren't. Because they want to acquiesce to a small, minor group of people that they think is going to be there for them when they need them. And I don't think it's going to work out the way they want it to. The unavoidable, the unaffordable truth. Inflation isn't going down. The numbers are not looking good for Biden. He can lie all day long and have people go on MSDNC, Soros, and all these other liars that pop up and say whatever they want them to, like a talking puppet. They can run around all day and have Average Joe and all these losers on CNN and all these other ABC crap stations they want. But they can even have Ben Shapiro hyping up the fact that we still give money to Ukraine. But the numbers don't look good. And the unaffordable truth is, like I said at the beginning of this, Americans can't buy houses. Kids aren't safe at school. Men are being attacked for being men. It's insane. Attacking smart kids. So they're taking away AP honors courses and the opportunity for bright kids to get ahead. How disgraceful is that? You already put plants in classrooms to indoctrinate children. And if you're listening to me, do not become a teacher. Do not get in the education field. Run, right? Just run. It ain't worth it. Everything they make you do, all the qualifications, everything that you have to do on a daily basis, it's not worth it. It's not what it seems. It looks all beautiful and glowy from the outside, but it's a nightmare. Get out. Run. They're attacking kids because they're smart. They're attacking kids because they're white. They're attacking kids because they're Asian or some other race. Why are we doing that? Why shouldn't we like the fact that kids are smart or they learn differently? Why can't we recognize the children's uniqueness? That, my friends, is the reason why I work in the financial field and I don't work in the education field. And yes, I have a master's degree and I'm very happy that I did pursue it and I did complete it. But that doesn't mean that I have to be a part of the madness and the lies. Moving on from the politics, protect your children, and if they're not already in a private school, consider getting them into one or a magnet school. Get them out of public education. Get your children out of these classrooms with these books and find a way to free them. The main part of the conversation is don't be too busy. Don't be too busy that you're not living, right? That you're not resting and you don't know the importance of your own livelihood. Take time for yourself. Is a career worth it? I've had multiple conversations with my husband, Skip, where he says you don't give 120% of yourself to your employer because at any point your employer can just decide they don't like you anymore and make your life hell. And he's 100% true. I told you earlier in the year of 2023, I had a horrible experience at my job with the location that I was placed at. And I was really put through the ringer there. And I thought there was no hope for me. And at the last moment, when I almost got to the last point, God saved me from it. But I think I've learned over the years through different circumstances that you don't put all your eggs in one basket with your employer. Yeah, we might want to look at it as a career and maybe it will be. But is a job really ever a career? Like, do you end up ever loving it to the point where you want to work at it like 50 years? I don't know if that really exists. Because things change, people change, and things get different. I think that we have to do a better job of recognizing that you can't take work home with you. And the problem with being an educator and the problem with working in that field is that you have to take it home with you. I spent weekends making lesson plans. I basically had no life. My life was my job, and I'm not doing that. Granted, I work overtime at my job, and I have to make up extra days and work extra whatever hours and take on extra shifts to cover for people when they're on vacation or something. That's fine, but I'm not living my life stressing out about a career. So the question was, is a career worth it? I wouldn't make too much out of something. If you love what you're doing, then you never work a day in your life. If you want to put a title on it and you want to call it career, okay. Maybe it's just a job that you're doing so you can, you're selling your time for money. That's what it is. I wouldn't put too much effort into that. Don't let your job control your life. Fill your day with happiness. Instead of being negative, instead of being unhappy, instead of being upset and mad, find a way to be happy. Find a way to find joy. Find a way to find peace. Be somebody different than everybody else. There's circumstances that we experience where we want to be mean, or we want to have negative thoughts, or we want to approach things in a negative way. And I've recently had to adjust the way I do stuff. Like, I've learned from my experiences in my life, especially some of the experiences that I've had over the last year or two. It's very easy to recognize a bad experience in a bad situation. Instead of lying and pretending like that doesn't exist, you have to confront that and you have to be aware of that. Instead of pretending like reality isn't real and pretending is fun. I mean, it is. Why don't we be the reckoning of the light, right? I take it very seriously when I say utilize your star power. I try to ignite everyone's day with positivity and happiness, right? I tell people something nice about themselves when they least expect to receive that. That's my goal, right? To make a stranger laugh for no apparent reason. To get a smile on someone's face. I feel like I've achieved something bigger than something smaller. Like I said, I've had a very tough experience in the field that I've worked at. I've had multiple bad people trying to ruin the experience for me overall, but God is always in control. But instead of me taking insights from how a situation was bad and influencing that on my current, I've decided to let that go. I decided to let all the bad experiences go and not be a micromanager. And not be a snitch. And not be someone trying to get someone else in trouble because it's going to make me look better. A really good lesson that I've learned recently is that you can't sugarcoat shit. And I know I shouldn't be cussing. So maybe I'll say it differently. You can't sugarcoat poop, right? It smells bad. It looks bad. You could try to make it look like candy all you want to, but it's not. So if someone is incompetent, if someone is unqualified, and someone isn't doing things correctly, everybody's going to find that out. And you don't really need to do anything. Just stand in the background and be silent. It kind of coincides with what I say when I talk about Trump a lot. You know, instead of him being reactive to Biden, he just sits there and points to him. It's great. He's winning because Biden is failing horribly, right? He's a politician and he doesn't speak for any people. He speaks for himself and Obama. Man, and the elite that of course want him to stay in power so they get cheap labor. That's what this is all about. Him doing deals for China and Ukraine and getting all this money, and they like power and they want to pretend like they're not doing anything. And there's a lot of people, not just in politics, that are the same way, and they're in a different field, and they're wearing the same outfit. They want power, they want control, and they want to treat other people like they don't matter. But everything comes out in the end, and you can't hide. So doing that and being rude and disrespectful and hurtful to others is going to come bite you in the ass later on. So instead of me being that person, I'm just going to smile and be happy. Don't you worry about a thing. Every little thing's going to be all right. I'm going to smile and just live. I'm not going to worry about the negativity. Instead, I'm going to find the good. And I'm going to be a star. And I'm going to use my star power. And I'm going to let go of everything else. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Don't hold on to things you can't control. Let it go. Find joy in pain. Because I know some situations, there's no way to find a joy in it. But appreciate the experience, right? Appreciate having something before it's gone. Appreciate having your grandmother or your mom or your dad or your husband or your pet before the time is taken. You know, as my pup gets older, you know, we're going to be facing the fact that he isn't going to live forever, unfortunately. And that's a very sad thing to experience, right? There's nothing to ever make that better. And Benny is not just a Yorkie Terrier to me. He is my son. He is the light of my life. He is the energy, and he is everything and everything. And at some point when he's not here anymore, I don't know how I'm going to feel. Like, even talking about this makes me want to cry, because there's no replacement for that. There's no replacement for people. When somebody you love dies, it's horrible. It's even horrible when it's somebody that you're really close to. But facing the fact that at some point my mom, right, is not going to live to 500 years old, as much as I want her to, that's not going to happen, right? As much as I wish that my family members could live to the end of time and we never had to die like vampires, but we're not. And that's not how life is. So find joy in that pain of losing someone. Find joy and pain of maybe not getting exactly what you wanted and maybe failing before you succeed. Find the joy in that, right? It's okay to be happy even if you're sad. Put a smile on your face while you're crying, right? Put those sunglasses on and just maybe take a moment and take a breath and count to 10, right? Life is typically not always easy, and we are going to have to endure pain. That is but humanity in itself. The army is a joke. Dude, there's people on TikTok making videos about why you shouldn't join the army. And honestly, you're joining the army so you can become one of the middle class people that make a lot of money. Why would I need to join the army to do that? I don't need to join the army to do that. So you could go to college for free. So you're going to put your life at risk for that. Now, I'm not saying this because I want to insult anybody that's serving, right? I'm not saying that. But when you look at the overall picture of the army, their rates are at an all-time low. They're calling in people that retired to come back because they don't have enough people, because they made it woke. And if you're making the army woke, no one's going to join. They only have themselves to blame about this. It's a woke joke, and I don't have any warm thoughts or feelings thinking that my life is safe here. Because they've allowed all these illegal aliens here, and no one's controlling the border. The border's gone. So if we don't have anyone controlling the border, and we don't have anyone joining the army, what do you think that means? I wonder. The RealReal is an amazing app, and you should be on it. What book is next? I don't know. Like, they picked this, like, love story book out for my book club, and I haven't decided if I want to read it or not. I think maybe I'll listen to it instead of trying to read it. We'll see what happens. Moving on from the main part of the convo, let's get to watching things. Dear Child looks okay. The OA, Travelers, The Brother Son, The Empress, White Collar, The Manic Prank Show. It looks whack. Civil War, Fair Play, Surviving Summer, and The Program. Those all sound good. Most of those are on Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon. I'm watching Hell's Kitchen at work during lunch. That's my work show that I watch when I'm at work, so I can take a break from work and free myself from being at work. That's what I do as a break away from my reality, because I'm very busy. Also, watching wrestling is fun. NXT tonight is Tuesday. We'll see what happens in these matches. Very interesting. Basically, I'm not really watching anything important right now. I don't know. Eating Katina is new at Taco Bell, and it is really good. Platinum food delivery, because we had to switch from Mighty Powerful Meals because they were on vacation. Grocery prices continue to rise, and potato chips are $9, like I told you already. One pot easy meals, meaning you can do a one pot meal in like 30 to 45 minutes, done. Add lemon, lime, and rime into your water to give it a better taste. That, my friends, is the end of this Tuesday pod. Thanks for tuning in to Born to Be a Star. I'll see you same place, same time tomorrow. Bye.